And you know, we have a tendency to think, I mean, Mary Magdalene, you talking about coming from a bad family, a messed up family, a dysfunctional family.
Yes.
These people were. And her brother, and I won't get into that, but I've done some study on that this way. Mm-hmm. They were totally dysfunctional. So there's hope for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's hope for every soul out there, no matter how bad off they are.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord's love, I mean, she got set free, mm-hmm. but she set her heart on him.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She loved him much because she was forgiven for
him. Yes,
that's right.
Amen. And when I hear these, mm-hmm. I'll call it Hollywood, come up with some crazy stuff. I'm sure y'all heard of it. Crazy stuff between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. That's totally nonsense.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because it couldn't be, because Jesus what? Knew no sin. Oh,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, come on, Miss Mary. Let's hear about
the Holy Spirit. Sin became sin for us.
Amen. It's time to hear about the Holy Spirit. You know, Brother David, you know, you can go back to chapter 10 in John, and he said, and my sheep know my voice, and I know them by name.
Yeah.
And when he called her name, she responded. She said, can't nobody call my name like Jesus can.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh.
Lord. Nobody called Mary, but Jesus can.
Woo.
Jesus can.
Mm-hmm. Lord. My name. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory. He don't have so many children that he don't know your name, but he know your name. Praise God. Let's just give God a hand this morning. I just want you to just take a minute and pray in the Spirit. You stay right there and pray it on. Chapter of Ephesians, and let's start at the 14th verse. Third chapter of Ephesians. In the 14th verse. We're in the first chapter of this book. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. You have a divine person living in you and upon you. A divine person.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. And I thank God for that divine person this morning.
Ooh, Jesus.
Because we can talk to him 24/7. He never sleeps nor slumbers.
Amen.
He's always there and always for you. Holy Spirit is to us what Jesus was to his disciples. And I want y'all to read the 14, 15, and the 16. Not now. Y'all stay with Ephesians. When you get home, because those verses tells you about the Holy Spirit, John 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah.
You should read that daily, because the Holy Spirit is our daily companion. I want y'all to take him as your daily companion. I don't care where you are, he's there with you. And we must recognize it, acknowledge. I acknowledge, I say, Holy Spirit, you're with me. You're my daily companion.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Holy Spirit is so good. This is not in our teaching, but this lady called me all panicky and carrying on because she thought she had left her purse the night at a restaurant. And she had it loaded with money. This just recently happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was loaded with money, just everything, even her phone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called me, and so I said, well, I'm going to stop at the restaurant, and I'm going to check and see, you know, have the manager to go back. She said, I've already checked there. I said, well, I'm going to have the manager to go back and check in the little office part. So I went and asked for the manager, and the manager went back there. And he looked, and he said, nothing, you know, we don't have anything. I said, okay. And I wasn't too far from my house, so I said, I'm coming on to your house. I said, and she was just about to fall out, about to faint. I said, you're in the kingdom, nothing lost in the kingdom. Bring yourself to control here. And so went on to her house, and we looked in that house up and down, up and down. I just got quiet for a minute. I said, hold up here. I said, Holy Spirit, I know you know where it is now. Whether you tell me or not, I know you know where it is. This lady's in the kingdom. She kept just, excuse the expression, just losing it. I don't want to say freaking out because I don't like that expression, but she was just losing it. I mean, she really was. And she had a sister that was no better. I mean, she was on the other end just losing it, you know, just. And so they said, well, call back. When you came in from out of town, call to the other store that you stopped and tried on some clothes. Call there. Nothing. No, we hadn't seen a purse. We don't know the purse. And the lady told us, said, and if you left the purse here, somebody done already stole it because they steal things here.
That did not.
And I'm like, what? A thing for a manager to say, you know. But however, you know.
That attitude didn't
sustain. It did. And so she just fall out. She just said, all my, everything in there, you know, I had all that stuff in there. She was coming in from out of town. So they stopped and ate and went into a shopping place. And then they stopped and ate. And she just thought she had left a purse in one of those places. And she panicked. She was riding with somebody, so she didn't have to worry about a key, you know. But, you know, because she would have thought about it. But anyway, when she got home, and so I said, well, I'm coming over to your house. She said, come on over. And so I looked. I mean, I looked up and down, in and out through that house, you know. And I'm like, okay, God, I've done my job. I've looked. I said, Holy Spirit, you know exactly where it is. So she said, well, I'm going to get some driver's license. I'm going to do this and going to do all that. And we're going to be leaving in a few minutes. And so I said, I'm going to the kitchen. I'm sitting down. And I'm just talking to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, you know, you know. Mm-hmm. I know you know. I want you to know that I know. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Whether you tell me or not, you know. So I just sit there. I said, Holy Spirit, brought up in my spirit. She got a tracking phone on there. Call her son. He's a police out of town, so her son-in-law. So I said, call your son. She said, oh, no, my daughter found out about it. She killed me. I said, no. I said, call your son-in-law. I said, you got a tracking, but your phone is inside your purse. You got a tracking phone. She said, yeah, they did pay $900 for this phone. And it does have tracking on. I said, well, call your son-in-law. So he's police. So she called him, and I said, she got a lot of stuff in her purse, very important, you know, and I chatted with him. He said, well, okay. It didn't take him but a minute. He looked on his phone. He said, he gave the address. The address was where
the purse was.
Where we was at that house.
What?
He said, this is the address at this house. He said, let me tell y'all what to do. He said, do this. He said, call her phone. Turn your phone on. Call her phone in every room you go into. The first room we went in, the phone rung in her. And she got it. She tore that thing up. I mean, she said, here, let me bless you. I'm like, we okay, you know? But see, that was a result of the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Because I had forgot she had, I mean, I don't know. I just told her, I said, well, you got a tracking on your phone. She didn't know. I mean, and she's elderly, too. She's in her late 70s, and so it was just, you know, a little chaos for her.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got everything in that purse and it's gone, you know, it's not a good feeling. But we got it just like that time he told us what to do. That was Holy Spirit telling me what to do. And we got it. I mean, all that I looked at, so I'm like, Holy Spirit, couldn't you just been a little bit more kinder and not had me looking so hard? You in here. You could have just told me.
But you know, Sister Mary, that reminds me of when Jesus told the disciples that he was going to go away. And the disciples was asking him, Lord, what do you mean? But he said, I will not leave you abandoned or comfortless. He said, I was going to leave you with the help of the Holy Spirit. It took them a minute too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The whole subject of the matter was that Holy Ghost is going to be your helper.
He is.
He's going to be your guide.
He is.
And once we learn this and gravitate on it and feast on it and then we own it,
but
then we can be like you did.
That's a benefit, like you said, of the kingdom. And most people don't take that.
Oh, my God.
Most, she was like.
And she'd been a believer, I believe, for a long time.
A long time. But they don't know that teaching.
That's it.
They haven't. I was just crying out to God. I said, you know, these people just haven't got a lot of, you got the fivefold ministry, but some things they're just not teaching. Some things they're just not training people too.
That's right.
And I was just, I'm like, come on. I'm like, Lord, you got to help the fivefold ministry to teach and to train people. Mm. And she said, wow, all this time, all this scare and fear that we walk in.
Yes. That's we don't have any.
That sudden fear.
That's it.
I mean, it was sudden fear. You know, it just made her whole day, coming from a nice beach trip to back home with all just, you know, that's the way the enemy want you. Just all just rattled up thinking.
Huh? I noticed that, especially when we get a good word, we be in an atmosphere and we just fellowshipping and the word of God is coming forth and, you know, you're getting confirmation all over the place and you, after you get through and it's time to retire and you're leaving and stuff, and that devil, like the scripture say, he comes immediately and attacks.
Amen. But that was hearing that small voice down in here telling me what to do. Because I had done my job. I said, Holy Spirit, I've done my job now. I've been to the restaurant. I didn't ask for the little waiters or anything. I said, I want manager.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I talked with the manager. I was talking with her. I said, I did my job. Now you got to do yours. I did mine. But here's, it was taking a longer because it involved another person.
Yes.
That was out of town, way out of town.
Oh my God.
It involved bringing him in.
Oh my God.
And I had to just sit a minute and just listen. And then he brought it up. See, I told y'all that because I'm trying to tell you how vital the Holy Spirit is. He works in our everything, care about our everything.
Yes, he does. Yes.
And while she was walking behind me, just freaking out, I kept, you're in the kingdom.
Yes.
I had to keep reminding where she was. I said, you are in the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't behave that way. You're in the kingdom. She said, yeah, I'm in the kingdom. Yeah, I'm in the kingdom. She said it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying it from my spirit.
Yeah.
I said, I'm calling this purse back. She said, the lady said it was stolen. I said, we done called it back. You're in the kingdom. Okay? And I just went in the kitchen, just sit down and quiet myself. Sometimes you have to quiet yourself to really to hear what the Spirit has to say. And that's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody just so busy and just so rammed up. And he said, he even tells the churches, hear what the Spirit has to say. Oh, we're in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what the Spirit has to say. And like, we're so busy, Holy Spirit, we can't really hear you. You know how it is with your radio? When you get out so far out of that, you know, you can't hear it clearly. It just, you know. And that's when you get so far from the Holy Spirit with so much business.
Yes.
The frequency.
Right.
See,
right. So
let me tell you, sound is always in the. That's the reason they give you the radio free, because all they're doing is tapping into it. Sound is always there, but we don't always tap into it.
Yeah.
And when you get so far, maybe 610 don't play. You know, I can go so far and have to find another radio station because 610, the frequency.
Yeah.
I'm too far to pick up.
Yes.
And when you're too far from the Holy Ghost and you can't pick up, you're busy with all this.
Have mercy.
After I had to quiet myself, although they were saved, I mean, they were in my hollering. It's stolen. Somebody got it.
Look, Sister Mary, they go that life and death. Remember, we got
to
speak.
Yeah, but see, I had to speak. I had to get closer to, I was praying in tongues, too, baby. I knew I had to keep my frequency. I had to get it up a little higher.
Uh-huh.
I had to turn it up a little higher, because if I had to listen to them, I would have been way from that frequency. Although it was, the station was on. I couldn't tap into it because I couldn't get into the Holy Spirit because he was there. But boy, they were just, and I was just talking in tongues, and I would just say, hey, you're in the kingdom. And I mean, I'm like, you go to that room, let me go to this room, you know. And she holler out, they told me it was stolen. You're in the kingdom. You know, it just went on and on and on. And then we just went to the kitchen. I said, just be quiet. All everybody be quiet. And it just, Holy Spirit just did his job. You know, praise God. Now, that's what we're talking about, hearing the voice of God. We're going to continue in that. And the reason I'm continuing in that today, we got to continue in that because they don't teach us enough on how to hear the voice of God and how to train yourself. You can train yourself to hear the voice of God. And my time is up. We're going to teach on that next Sunday. But I had to give you that testimony. See, we're living in the end time. And the Holy Spirit said he'll show us things to come. And we can't hear those things to come if we can't hear. We can't obey. Now, we know the word of God. Once we learn the word of God, that's how he speaks. He said, you're going to live. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but what? But by every word that comes out of the... But if you can't hear the word, the right, we're talking about the rhema word.
Yes.
Faith come by hearing and hearing. That other hearing is the rhema word, where you hear with your inner ears. Mm-hmm. Not your outer ears, but your inner. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to look to for next Sunday. We're going to talk about how you can train your senses to discern. I'm way over my time. But next Sunday, that's what we're going to hop into, teaching that, how to train our senses to discern. And you know, that's what Solomon, when he did all that sacrificing to God, and God asked him, said, Solomon, man, what do you want? Don't nobody sacrifice this much. And he said, I just want that hearing heart. What he was asking for, I just want to be able to hear your voice. He said, I got all these people that I got to rule over. And if I don't hear your voice, I can't rule over these people. But we've got to learn how to hear the voice of God. And you hearing them sometime and you're not really aware of it, like Samuel was. He wasn't aware that he was hearing until Eli said, now, go back now. No, I ain't calling you. Go back. He kept going to Eli and coming back. Eli said, no, I'm not calling you. But when you hear that voice again, say, speak, Lord, your servant.
Hear you.
Yes. He had to kind of train. And when Samuel trained his ears to hear the voice of God, nothing he did. Everything. He was one of the most. Apostle. We're going to stay in that vein, and y'all forgive me for staying in that vein of hearing the voice of God.
It's important.
Because we need teaching on that. We need more teaching. And I was just crying out. I said, God, some of these things, they're not doing because they're not taught. They're not knowing how do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this elderly lady had been in God all that time, and nobody had trained her. I mean, a really worn soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had trained her today.
That's right.
One thing I like about my sister there. Mm-hmm.
Lord, you
love. I mean, we can be together, and you remember when somebody stole those guitars out there?
Yeah. It happened to us an event at the church.
Yeah, they stole people guitars. And many people, saints around, you going to steal a guitar? Mm-hmm. She wanted to say, okay, let's call it back. Let's call it back! Come on! and the other saints were looking at us like,
you're a good teacher, Sister Mary.
They were looking at us like, what in the world are them two nutties going to do right there? But we got together, and that guitar got back in there.
Sure.
Called it back.
Called it back.
Amen.
That's what I like about the Holy Spirit. You have to push the issue. If you do it, he'll do it.
Amen.
There's nothing he can't do.
And the Lord just tell me something there. You can present all this information to us and get it every week the way you think in your natural supposed to do. But the main thing is to get the deep truth, and if you just learn one basic thing and you know it and you use it and it's running to you, that's more important than presenting the whole book.
Amen. See, one thing I like about me, Mary keep me kind of, she ain't gonna let me run too fast. Yeah. She said, stay in it, man. Stay in it. Stay with it.
Yes.
Okay, Mary, I hear you. I hear God's voice through your voice.